For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The man we're about to meet has come to Bowling Green this week to speak to audiences about the impact of prejudice and hate on society. Sam Martyr knows that lesson all too well. When he was 10, he and his family were marched out of their town in Romania by the Nazis and eventually sent to a concentration camp in Ukraine. Mr. Martyr survived the ordeal, but his father didn't. After being freed from the camp after 3.5 years, Martyr grew up to become a professional violinist who continues to play to this day as a member of the Radio City Music Hall Orchestra in New York City. In speaking with WKU Public Radio, Martyr talked about the rise of hatred towards Jews he experienced in Romania during the lead-up to World War II. And he says his father believed the rumors about German barbarism towards Jews couldn't have been possible since the Germans were such a cultured people.
One morning we got a knock on the door. A soldier came in and told us to grab everything we can and go downstairs. We lived in an apartment house. When we came out, we saw hundreds of people already lined up with sacks and whatever they could grab. Before we went down, a German friend of my father came up to our apartment, locked the door behind him, and said to my father, "Please pack all your stuff that you can, and I'm going to get you out of here, and I'll take care of you and the family for as long as is necessary. The war is not going to last forever." And my father refused. And then I found out there were two reasons why my father refused. One was he did not want to put him in danger, although the German knew that he was not in danger. But my father had doubts about it. And the second reason was that he did not want to be an exception. He said, "If other people go, I don't want to be an exception."
Martyr and the other Jews from the area were packed into trains and taken towards Ukraine. Many died along the way. They were then marched by foot through terrible weather and muddy roads for miles on end. When they finally reached the camp location, they were packed into homes with 50 people in a single room during a freezing winter with no food.
And my father died there. And those that survived 1 year after the, those that survived the winter finally managed to find ways of getting food by stealing ourselves out into the woods, in the forests, in the fields, and picking up whatever we could. The peasants left like a potato or a corn or whatever. And most of us after that tried to recover, and it lasted 3.5 years.
After all that time in the camp with his mother and sister, the three were finally taken by the Red Cross to a nearby town to be relocated someplace safe. But a battle then broke out between the Russian Red Army and the German SS troops located in that town.
And I told the people in the room that I hear that the sound of the Russian cannons are coming closer and closer and closer. They didn't want to believe it, of course. But then one morning, all was quiet. Everybody was afraid to go out. But finally, one dared enough to open a little crack. We saw Soviet soldiers. Once we saw the Soviet soldiers, we knew already that we were at least free from the Nazis.
How does one go from experiencing what you experienced to being finally freed from that concentration camp to going on to be a professional musician? Was music always important in your
music
life?
Music was always important. Even while I was suffering hunger and starvation, I was dreaming that maybe I could just look at the violin. And that was along with dreaming for food. It was a long road, very long road, because I was extremely affected by the death of my father, and of course by what was going on and what I saw. And when we came back to our hometown, I just walked around the streets lost. I really could not find my way back into normality. It took me a very long time.
Sam Martyr eventually immigrated to the U.S. after the war, continuing his passion of playing the violin. He has performed recitals with orchestras around the world and continues to play with the Radio City Music Hall Orchestra. He says about 10 years ago, he started having nightmares and couldn't sleep. It was at that time, Martyr says, he decided he wanted to talk to young people about the impact prejudice and hatred can have on the world.
I tried to tell him that prejudice is something that can lead to horrible things, and that it is minimized in our society. It is not paid enough attention to, not only in our society, all over the world. People don't realize that prejudice can lead to hate, and hate can lead to murder. Especially in the last 10 years, I became aware of the rise of hatred between people of various religions, races, and of course anti-Semitism grew in Europe tremendously and also in the Middle East. And I know it exists here, but much less so. And whatever I observe that touches on this subject, I become very, very disturbed about it, because I don't see a good future for the children of this generation. I feel that prejudice is something that is still being practiced in a country like this, where there is complete freedom, where the people are given the freedom to think for themselves, and yet children grow up with prejudice up to this day. So I ask them to please take that very seriously. And even if they have, and I talk to them because they are young and they can change. And even if they live in homes where the parents are prejudiced, not to take it bad against them, because they are older, and it's very difficult for people as they get older to change, because they get into habitual thinking. But I tell them that they can improve their lives by making sure that they are kind to each other and they don't judge people as groups. They should only judge them as individuals, no matter what language they speak, no matter how they dress or what background they come from.
Well, Sam Martyr, thank you so much for coming to WKU, and thank you for speaking to our listeners. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
In addition to speaking to groups of young people about the real impacts of prejudice and hate, Sam Martyr has also authored a book called Devils Among Angels, A Journey from Paradise and Hell to Life. While in Bowling Green today, Martyr spoke to students at Greenwood High School. Tonight, he's giving a talk that's free and open to the public at the Bowling Green Barnes & Noble on Campbell Lane, starting at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, he'll address students at Drakes Creek Middle School, and Martyr is giving a talk at the Ivan Wilson Fine Arts Center Recital Hall on the campus of WKU, Friday evening, starting at 7:30 p.m. Again, that event is free and open to the public as well. You can see Sam Martyr's schedule and hear an audio archive of this interview at our website, WKYUFM.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.